Tuesday at 7:30 means it's time for you to meet.
Father, dear father.
How do you feel this morning, Mr. Patrick?
Not terribly good, Nanny.
How?
In fact, I go as far as to say that I'm feeling terribly bad. I smashed my head.
Yes, well, you did give it a bit of a bang last night.
Hmm? What on? On the mantelpiece?
No. What I mean is, you really let yourself go at the party.
Oh, yes, I suppose I must have done. Not that I can remember all that much about it. I can vaguely recall Bill Mossman prancing about with his head inside a chip basket. Singing that he was a bird in a gilded cane.
Yes, until Miss Barbara, Mrs. Mossman, put some salt on his tail.
Hmm?
She clipped his wings for him.
Poor Bill. So, if he can't go to a party without losing control...
Oh, everybody else was acting silly, too. There was Mr. Smythe demonstrating his black bottom.
Really? I'm surprised I don't remember that.
And then you did your Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde bit.
Oh, is that it? I wondered why I found two bits of India rubber stuffed up my nose. Girls, don't go on like that.
Hello. It must have been a good party.
Did you overdo it, Daddy?
Don't be ridiculous, Karen. I never overdo it. But, Nanny, if you find the top of my skull while you're clearing up, I would like it back.
Here you are, Mr. Carter. Drink this.
Oh, thank you, Jeremy. You're very thoughtful. What is it?
It's a combination of hairs from all the dogs that bit you. A bit of gin, a bit of scotch, a bit of vodka.
Don't go on. Don't go on. I feel worse already. Anyway, I'm sure it was all very successful. It was a party to publicize my new book, you know.
Yes, we know. How many copies do you think you'll sell because of it, Daddy?
Oh, because of the party? Oh, about a couple of hundred quid. Uh-huh.
And how much did the party cost?
Oh, perhaps a little bit more than that.
Only a little bit more?
Well, you know what these
it's
things...
It's no good haranguing Daddy today, Anna. You know what old people are like after a party.
Exactly, that... old people...
late middle age, then.
Anyway, you're a fine lot to talk about overspending, the way the bills have been coming in lately. Here's another. Phone account. I've only just finished paying off that bill you ran up on a cross line talking to someone in Richmond, Anna.
Well, it was only 20 minutes.
20 minutes, yes. To a stranger in Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, darling. But he had such a beautiful Virginia drawl. He was an actor.
Thank you for the information. But £349,054.
How much? No, Mr. Carter. 349054 is the telephone number.
Oh, dear, I'm in no condition for shocks like that.
Here's the total on this side. It's only £42.50.
Oh, that's bad. How much?
Oh, now, Daddy, please, don't get into a state. It isn't good for you.
But
yes, you must stop worrying about money. Anyway, you don't need to, because we're all going to have a lot soon.
Oh? Like how?
We're going to win it. We're going in for every competition we can find.
Competition? Is that all you and Jeremy can find to do?
Oh, no. We play backgammon.
Oh, the papers and magazines are full of competitions these days, Daddy. Crosswords, making up slogans. Oh, you'd be jolly good at that.
Yes, crosswords would be right down your street.
Now, look, before you go any further, I have more to do with my time than spend it doing crosswords and thinking up slogans. In any case, it's thousands to one against.
I know.
He knows.
It's a gravy browning competition.
The what?
Gravy browning. It's in this week's issue of Ladies' Bedside Companion.
What on earth are you reading that?
When I'm waiting for Karen to come to bed. It's a dead easy competition. All you have to do is count how many times browning appears on the label of a tin of Grumby's Gravy Browning.
Jeremy, please.
And then write a love letter from Robert Browning to Elizabeth Barrett.
Oh, great! You could do that in your sleep, Daddy.
Possibly, but I don't want to take Elizabeth Barrett to my bed, thank you. She can keep someone else awake.
It'll be a pity if someone else wins the £10,000, though.
How much?
£10,000.
For writing a letter? It's hard to get that for writing a book.
Well, there you are then, Daddy. It's easy money. Oh, come on, Karen. Let's go and find that copy of Lady's Bedside Companion to show him.
No, wait a minute. No, too familiar.
My dear Miss B.
No. Too formal. I wonder what he did call her. Hello, Elizabeth. Hello. Carter here.
Who's this Elizabeth?
Oh, hello, Jenny. I was thinking about you.
Oh, yes. My name's Jenny.
Well, of course it is. Jenny Elizabeth.
Jenny Elspeth.
Oh, is it really? Really? Oh, well, I could have sworn. You know, isn't it funny how the mind plays tricks?
And not only the mind. Would that by any chance have been an Elizabeth you were cuddling up to last night? At the party. Spent a lot of time in a corner with someone.
With whom?
Oh, I didn't really notice, except that she had red hair, a dress that was too tight for her, ridiculously high heels, and earrings like a couple of tractor tires. But, I didn't really pay much attention to her.
No, obviously you didn't, no.
You were the one doing that.
Jenny, frankly, I don't remember all that much about last night. I recall letting people in.
And can you recall getting up to go and thanking everyone in sight for a lovely party?
But the party was here.
Exactly. And I bet you haven't done much work this morning.
Not a lot, no. There was a little trouble about telephone bills, and then we started talking about Elizabeth B.
Oh, did you? So she was called Elizabeth.
Jenny, no. Now, let me explain. You'll laugh when you hear the truth. You see...
Never mind, Patrick. I'm not all that interested. I'm phoning to find out if you've written that letter yet.
Letter? Well, take it easy. I only heard about it 10 minutes ago when Jenny told me.
Patrick, I told you about it about 2 weeks ago. The letter you're supposed to let us have, agreeing to my suggested change in the residual rights clause in your new contract.
Oh, that letter.
Yes, that letter.
Don't worry, Jenny. This is my letter-writing day. It'll be in the post to you tomorrow.
Good.
And Jenny, about last night, all I was doing was being sociable. And I don't even know anybody called Elizabeth.
Scouts on her?
Scouts on her.
Cross your heart?
Cross your heart.
Well, all right, then. And you'll write that letter today.
Jenny... Have I ever let you down?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, not this time. Goodbye, Elizabeth. Goodbye, Jenny. Oh, dear. I wonder what her name was. Nanny!
Coming, Mr. Patrick.
A red-haired girl. Oh, yes, something stirred.
Yes, Mr. Patrick.
Nanny, was there a girl here last night?
Oh, plenty. Well, not exactly girls.
Yes. Now, do you remember that one with the red hair and a very tight dress and two absolutely enormous, well, earrings, I suppose they were meant to be.
Oh, yes, the one you spend so much time with in the corner, you mean?
Yes.
The one Miss Jenny was glaring at.
That's the one.
The one that you were doing the Charleston with later on.
Nanny, I think we have her pinpointed by now. But who is she?
Don't you know?
No. Oh.
She's that bookseller's wife.
Her name, Nanny, her name.
Oh, Mrs. Webb. Mrs. Elizabeth Webb.
Good grief.
Here you are, Daddy. Yeah, this tells you all about the competition. How many words and where to send it.
Yes, Daddy. We'll just have time.
Girls, if you don't mind, I have a very important letter to write.
Well, that's what we're talking about. Browning's letter to Elizabeth...
A business letter. And it has to be posted by tomorrow.
But, Daddy, so has this letter. The competition closes the day after.
I'm sorry, girls.
Daddy, you promised.
Who did?
You did.
I did nothing of the kind. I remember distinctly.
If you'll pardon me, Mr. Patrick, you're not remembering anything much at all this morning. Never mind distinctly. If you can't remember what you were doing with the redhead woman last night...
That will do.
Well, then...
Who? And what were you up to, Daddy?
Yes, come on, Daddy, tell us.
There's nothing to tell. All I did was talk to the lady.
At first, yes. Why don't you tell the girls about teaching her to toboggan, Mr. Patrick?
Toboggan?
Yes, down the stairs on a tea tray. Yes, and when you took her back for another run, you shouted down that you'd been marooned by an avalanche, and the pair of you would have to spend the night in...
Nanny, that won't do.
Oh, Daddy, really?
Excuse me. I'd better go and start my letter.
Only one letter, Daddy?
Yes.
Oh, good. Then you'll have time to tell us all about being lost in the snow.
All right. Two letters.
No,
where's the entry form?
Oh, you have to get that from your friendly family grocer. Or your friendly family supermarket, or your friendly whatever.
I do. Why can't you do that?
Well, we're too busy, Daddy. We've got lots of competitions to work at. Oh, incidentally, can you think of a good slogan for Mrs. Wilkins Spices?
Oh, Anna, my time is of the essence.
Oh, Daddy, that's marvelous.
What is?
The Mrs. Wilkins Spice people love that. My time is of the essence.
Oh, Daddy, you are clever.
I don't see what the... Oh, T-H-Y-M-E. Oh, that's very good, Mr.
You know, these things come to me.
Oh, you'll be certain to win the Gravy Browning Prize. But, of course, if you're too busy, well, you're too busy.
How many words do they want?
Not more than 250.
That's not much, is it? I shall be able to slot that in before tomorrow.
Oh, beautiful.
Nanny, do you think you could slip down to the supermarket for an entry for...
Oh, I'd like to, Mr. Patrick, but you see, there's a man from Shiny Gloss Polish coming round.
Shiny Gloss Polish?
Yes, he's giving me a demonstration.
Mm-hmm.
You see, we'll be spending most of the morning on the kitchen floor.
Yes.
And then I have to say, in not more than 15 words, why I prefer Shiny Gloss. And if he likes it, well, I might win a prize.
A big prize?
Well, not bad. If I win, you won't have to pay for having the kitchen floor done.
I see. Well, it looks as though I'll have to go down to the supermarket.
Oh, while you're there, Daddy, there's another competition I want to go in for. Will you get me a packet of Pinkerton's family-sized scratch-o pads and a special two-for-one pack of Sunshine Shoeshine?
What are they giving away?
Oh, a Sunshine Shoeshine Sunshine Cruise.
Anything else?
Well, if you're going to be there, Mr. Patrick...
Oh, yeah, I'll be there. So far as I can see, I'm going to be there all day. Grumpy's. Grumpy's baby van. Ah, here we are. Oh, heavens above, the label goes right round the bottle. Oh, well... Grumpy's Gravy Browning, that's the one. Established 1884. This celebrated Gravy Browning, too. Winner of 19 awards, including a gold medal at the 1957 Better Foods Expo, was developed from a Browning replica. That's three. Used by the family for more than two centuries. No other Gravy Browning, four. Contains the same.
Are you having any difficulty, sir?
Oh, well, it's very small print. Hmm? Difficulty? No. Just doing a bit of shopping for my housekeeper, you know.
Ah.
She wanted Gravy Browning. Very difficult with so many to choose from.
Grumpy's is the only one we stock, sir.
Yes. I'm not surprised. No, marvellous product, marvellous. Did you know that it won a gold medal at the 1957 Better Foods Exposition?
Oh, yes. Mm.
Just think. It's won 9 awards, you know. Just
amazing. Yeah. And the word Browning occurs 19 times on the label.
Just as it...
I thought I'd save you the trouble. Part of our friendly family service, you know.
You're very thoughtful.
I mean, it's not as though we're in business here to sell anything, is it?
No.
No, just to help people such as yourself whenever we can. You're keen, are you?
Keen?
On competitions.
Oh, yes, very keen. Do them all the time. One of my daughters asked about, scratch-o pads?
Certainly, sir. Round the back here. And the family size packet contains 16 pads, by the way.
Oh, does it really?
Yes.
Yes, I'll make a note of that. For Karen. Actually, I don't think she really needs any.
The entry form is part of the packet, sir. We don't sell the packet by the tote.
Oh.
Selfish of us, I know, but there it is.
Actually, my daughter does need some.
Oh. That's good. The scratch-o people will be pleased. This way, sir. Oh, that was lucky.
What was?
Well, you nearly went away without your packet of Gravy Browning.
Yes, I do. Yes. Good job you thought of it. Yes, another part of your friendly family service, eh?
Exactly. Now, what else?
I think I have everything now, thank you.
Your little marble sink cleaner?
Hmm?
Their competition offers a week's holiday for two in the Silly Isles, plus £200 in cash.
Really? I suppose Mrs. Harris could do with that.
Yes. You'll have a wonderful time together.
I was talking about the sink cleaner. Mrs. Harris is not my wife. She's my housekeeper.
Well, you never know. After a week together in the Silly Isles. You'll take a bottle?
I need more than a bottle. Yes, chuck it in the trolley. And I think that'll do.
Wouldn't you like to attend the World Football Cup finals next year? All expenses paid. Two magnificent weeks of glamour and excitement.
Oh, yes, I suppose I...
Then you mustn't go away without your treat weeks.
Without my treat weeks?
Yes. Every giant-sized packet brimful with gold and goodness and a world-famous footballer.
Huh? What did he do? Fall into the machine? A joke, you know.
Ah, I refer, of course, to a plastic footballer. Be the first to assemble the complete England International 11, as detailed on the packet, and the World Cup trip could be yours. Doesn't that sound exciting?
Mm-hmm. Not bad. I'd better check the packet, yes.
Why not take 11? You never know. You might pick up the entire team in one hit. Time is of the essence, you know.
Well, I'm deaf. Do you write slogans?
Pardon?
Oh, never mind. Bang him in the trolley, if there's room.
Oh, certainly, sir. And the best of luck. Now, what else?
How are you doing?
Nearly finished. 22 across. A complete stranger may come up and ask you for, something... IGHT. Of course, light! Oh, they're dead easy, these crosswords.
It could be fight.
Huh?
A fight. Come up and ask you for a fight.
Oh, worse. That's unfair.
Well, all the clues have got more than one answer, Nick.
Now you tell me.
Don't worry, just send it in and hope. Well, hello, Mrs. Harris. How are you going with Mr. Shiny Gloss?
Oh, he made a lovely job of the kitchen floor. Just lovely. Uh-huh. Mark you, I think he's overdone it a bit. Mr. Patrick just came in with about 2 tons of stuff from the supermarket, and he went a right purler.
Oh, crap. What's he doing now?
Groaning.
Oh, why did everything have to happen to me? Liniment, please, Nanny.
I don't think we have any, Mr. Patrick.
Oh, yes, we have. I happened to stop at our friendly family chemist as well. There's a basket full of stuff there. Bring it to the study, will you?
All right.
You won't forget Robert Browning's letter, will you, Daddy? There's £10,000 to be won, remember?
Yes, I know. I'll need that to make up for what I spent this morning. You'd like to come through and give me a hand, Jeremy?
Yes, Mr. Carter, of course. I'm in. One of these days he might even accept me.
Coming, Mr. Carter.
This will be some letter. After what Daddy's been through last night and this morning, it'll be about as romantic as an appeal for relief from income tax.
You never know. Perhaps Jeremy will help him rise to the occasion. Here, you finish this crossword and then you can start licking a few envelopes. I've run out of lick. I hope we can get something out of all this.
Elizabeth, my own. How do you like that for a snappy opening, eh, Jeremy?
Well,
I do think it should be Elizabeth, my own Elizabeth.
Difficult.
Or just, Elizabeth, my Elizabeth.
That's it.
Woeful, yet how joyous this day has been. Was it only the last evening that I gazed at your loneliness, shared your despair, rejoiced in your newfound courage?
Now you're off.
Only last evening, and yet it seems 1,000 years away. Ah, the tenderness of our hours together, the radiance of your smile.
A beacon in the darkness of my existence.
Oh, well done, Jeremy. I like that.
I think you ought to get something on the tape recorder before you forget it, don't you?
You're right. Absolutely right. Elizabeth, my Elizabeth, how woeful, yet how joyous this day has been. Was it only last evening that I gazed at your loveliness, shared your despair, rejoiced at your newfound courage? Only last evening, and yet it seems 1,000 years away. Ah, the tenderness of our hours together, the radiance of your smile, a beacon in the darkness of my existence.
Oh, hello, Miss Brompton.
Yes.
Come along in.
Thank you, Nanny. Mr. Carter in?
There's nobody in.
Oh, dear.
Oh, except me, of course. The girls and Mr. Jeremy have gone down to the post office, and Mr. Carter said he was going for a bit of a walk, you know, to clear the cobwebs away, you know.
Yes, I know. I saw them forming last night.
Should the poor man. He's been suffering a bit.
I hope he hasn't been suffering too much to do anything today.
Oh, no. He spent most of the morning in the supermarket.
Supermarket? But he promised to write me a letter.
A letter? Oh, yes, he's been doing that.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yes, I heard him telling the girls he was going to get on with it because it had to be done by tomorrow. Come into the study. I'll make you a nice cup of tea while you're waiting for him.
I haven't really got the time.
It's about 10 to 4.
I mean, I mean, time to wait. I was hoping to pick up the letter to take with me to a meeting that's been called for 5 o'clock.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. I wonder if he's left it lying about somewhere. Let's see now.
Well,
Dear sir, unless... Oh, no. That's a letter to him. what's this one here?
Oh, well, I'll have to get by without it, I suppose.
Now, just a minute. Mr. Patrick sometimes puts things on his tape recorder.
Oh.
You never know. I don't suppose Mr. Patrick will mind you listening to what's on there.
Elizabeth. By Elizabeth.
Ah, yes.
Was it only last evening that I gazed at your loveliness?
I knew there was something.
Your newfound courage. Only last evening, and yet it seems 1,000 years away.
Oh, dear.
Ah, the tenderness of our hours together. The radiance of your smile. A beacon in the darkness of my existence.
The rat! The rat! The two-tiny, double-crossing rat!
I don't suppose that was the right letter, was it?
Oh, yes, it was. It proved everything I suspected. He said he didn't know anyone called Elizabeth.
You see, I don't think he does. Apart from that red-headed Mrs. Elizabeth Webb who was here last night.
Oh! You mean she's married as well?
Well,
Hello, I'm home.
Now he...
What is everybody?
In here, Mr. Patrick.
Need to say to him.
Oh, good. Just in time for... Jenny! Hello, what a pleasant surprise.
Patrick.
Fancy finding you here and looking so good, too. After the day I've had, seeing you is like, well, like seeing a beacon in the darkness of my...
Oh!
What's the matter?
Jenny,
what's happening?
I don't think you said the right thing, Mr. Patrick.
I forgot something.
This!
Oh! Ah! Jenny, please. Jenny, what about my residual rights?
Oh, you can forget them.
I think if you had any residual rights in Miss Brampton, you can forget them as well, Mr. Patrick.
Oh, I've had this competition business 3 weeks and we haven't won a sausage.
You haven't won anything else either, have you? Never mind. Perhaps there'll be something in the post this morning.
Oh, I hope so. But there isn't much left, apart from the gravy browning competition.
You know, I'm surprised your father sent that in after all the trouble it caused him with Miss Brompton.
Oh, that didn't last long. All he had to do was play her the rest of the tape about Mr. Barrett, and they were all lovey-dovey again.
Ah.
Yes, especially when it turned out that you got it wrong, and Mrs. Webb's name is Eleanor and not Elizabeth, Nanny.
Should we all make mistakes, don't we? Oh.
House!
Oh, there's the postman now. Oh, good morning, Mr. Patrick.
Morning, Nanny. Morning, girls.
Oh, hello, Daddy.
Why so glum?
Well, we still haven't won any of those competitions we entered.
Well, you didn't really expect to, did you? I'm a little surprised those gravy browning people haven't sent me my check yet, though.
Mr. Patrick, it's here. I got it for you from Grumby.
Oh, well, gracious.
Really? Well, it was a foregone conclusion, really. Just a question of, Christian... Well, of all the...
Daddy, haven't you won anything?
Oh, yes, I've won something. A year's supply of Grumby's gravy brown.
Oh, no!
With regrets that your superbly written letter could not be considered for the first prize.
Oh. Well, why not?
We feel sure it would have been the number one choice, but for the touch of facetiousness which compelled our judges to rule it out.
Oh, Daddy, what a shame. But why did you have to make jokes?
I didn't. I made a mistake.
Well, we all do, don't we?
What did you do, Daddy?
I signed my letter Gravy Browning instead of Robert.
Oh, Daddy!
That was Father, Dear Father, with Tom Meehan, Margaret Logan, Marilyn Stafford-Mayer, Maureen Adair, Brian Squires, Caroline Smart, and Tommy Reed.
Don't forget